This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour, the MUT extends gratitude to Gift of the Givers for food and water support for students, and usaba ukubulawa ongasavume icala lokubulala uDJ Waters. The time is 8 o'clock. Good morning. The 3rd of February 2026 saw Gift of the Givers' 11th consecutive day of providing decent meals with dignity to Mangosuthu University of Technology students, staff and some parents and alumni who accompanied their relatives. The MUT expressed gratitude to Gift of the Givers for its unrelenting humanitarian support during the 2026 registration period. The MUT management recognized the need for meals for students and parents as they spent hours on campus. They called on Gift of the Givers and an established ally, starting with a simple WhatsApp request from Balim Kize, the Senior Director of Marketing and Communications at Mangosuthu University of Technology, to the university's long-standing benefactor, Rehan Muhammad, son of Dr. Imitas Sulman, founder of the Gift of the Givers, quickly translated into an action. There is no protocols and bureaucracy, only confirmation of numbers and timelines. Such is the trusted and responsive relationship between MUT and Gift of the Givers. The partnership between MUT and Gift of the Givers proved invaluable during the registration period. Despite initial plans to serve 500 students daily, the organization scaled up to provide nearly 1,000 students with meals each day. The gesture was widely appreciated by the MUT community and garnered praise on social media. The MUT chairperson of Council, Dr. Musidi Makhai, expressed gratitude, stating, "Blessed is the hand that gives." Mbalim Kize highlighted the significance of such partnerships, saying they are proud to have trusted partners who believe in their cause and respond promptly to their needs. Another news, ukhale ngokusaba ukubulawa ejele ngesikhathi evela enkantolo yemantshi eGoli ngomsombuluko. Umsolwa wesibili ongase avume icala lokubulala uDJ Waters ngoDisemba. Umsolwa umnumzalo Almindo Bakula, odabuka eMozambique, uboshwe emkhukhwini yaseMarathon ePrimrose emasontweni amabili edlule. Utheswe amacala amabili elokubulala kanye nelokwephula imithetho elawula abakwamanye amazwe eNingizimu Afrika. UDJ Waters wadutshulwa wafa enkabeni yaseGoli ngaphandle kwamafleti iZambesi, lapha inkampani yakhe yayithole khona umsebenzi wokuwaqapha. Ngesonto eledlule, ngesikhathi ebingelela imantshi, kwavela ukuthi uPakula ufuna ukufaka isicelo sebheyili. Inkantolo yahlehlisa icala kuze kuzoqinisekisa ikheli lokuthi amaphepha akhe okuba kuleli aqondile. Nokho ngomsombuluko uveze ukuthi ngeke sasifaka isicelo sebheyili kulandela ukuvezwa umshushisi ukuthi ikheli athi uhlala kulo akuficwanga muntu kulo, futhi ipasi lakhe ngelaseMozambique, ngakho ukuleli ngokungemthetho. Uyalele ummeli wathi ukuthi amcelele ukuthi angabe sabuyiselwa ejele iSun City Johannesburg Correctional Center kunalokho ayiswe kunoma yiphi elinye. Icala lihlehliselwe uFebruary 11, lapho kulindeleke ukuthi uPakula avele khona nomsolwa owaboshwa kuqala uVictor Majola. I-SABC yabika ukuthi uPakula, yena osola ngokuba umdubuli, yathi imithombo yayo yayitshela ukuthi wakhishelwa R25,000 wokubulala uWaters. UPakula wathola U7,000. And finally, the award-winning Afro-soul artist Mduduzi Mncube invites listeners to experience his journey through his latest album, Buyele Ekhaya. The 14-track project, whose title translates to Return Home, reflects Nube's desire to reconnect with his roots while speaking to the emotions and experiences that shape us all. The album's title refers to returning to where one belongs, revisiting the sounds and stories that formed him. The album's lead single, Imizwa Nje, has already captured attention for its direct and heartfelt delivery. The song is about navigating emotions we often keep to ourselves, with Nube hoping listeners feel their are not alone in their experiences. Across the album, Nube's voice moves seamlessly from reflective ballads to more rhythm-driven tracks, showing both range and emotional depth. Buyelekhaya is a musical exploration of love, loss, healing, and heritage, with each song telling part of a story. Some of the heartbreaks, others are about hope. The album is a journey listeners can take with Nube. In your weather updates this morning, we have a look at the weather across KZN. The province boxed in bright sunny conditions with temperatures ranging from 26 degrees in Underberg to 35 degrees in Kokstad and Margate. Hot summer highs sweep through Durban, Eastcourt, Itlopo, Ladysmith, Margate, Moy River, Newcastle, Pietermaritzburg, Port Shepstone, Richards Bay, Richmond, St. Lucia, Oostrey, Ulundi, Underberg and Fryhead. Weather alerts include thunder in Durban and Itlopo. 36% rain chances in Eastcourt and 60% rain with thunder in Itlopo, and thunderstorms in Pietermaritzburg, Richards Bay, Ulundi and Underberg. Nighttime lows dip to 13 degrees in Underberg and Moy River, marking a vibrant, hot and humid day across KZN. A recap of the top stories this hour. The MET extends gratitude to Gift of the Givers for food and water support of students. And usaba kubulawa ungasavele avume icala lokubulala uDJ Warris. That is all for me this hour. Catch your next news bulletin at 9 o'clock. Reporting live on MET Radio News Desk, I am Kagazile Shinga.
This is an MET Radio podcast.